Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone. This is Psychic Jethro to Psychics Gone Wild. We are having a little bit of technicals with it. Obviously, those of you listening in, hang on while we get this cleared out. This is Psychic Jethro on Psychics Gone Wild. We're definitely wild again today because the phone is doing its usual, but what's even better is those of you who've tuned in, this is our Monday. We've got Janine in the back here. Janine, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. We ended up, everything was fine until we started to do the show, and then we've got a whole new situation of phone games. So what we're going to do is we've got a caller on right now. I'd like you guys just to sit back, kind of relax with us. We'll turn you on with it, and then we're going to go ahead and getting some of the promotions and stuff out to everybody. Hello, 850, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. This is Psyche Jethro and Janine on Psyche's Gone Wild. We're having a little bit of energy here. So if you would do me a favor, talk to Janine. I don't know if, do you know who Janine is?
I don't, but I would be glad to meet her.
Hi. Hi there. What's
Hi,
your name?
Deidre.
Deidre. Hi. Nice to meet you, Deidre. I'm a writer and a healer and a hypnotherapist in the UK, and I've been on the show with Jethro for about 5 weeks now, 4 or 5 weeks. So I give readings as well, but I'm reading for people with their health and healing and soul purpose and this type of thing. So if it's love life, Jethro's your man, and if it's healing or soul purpose, maybe I can help. Do you have a question for one of us?
It's that love life stuff, I tell you. I don't know.
No, that's okay, Deidre. And it's all right because no, you're good, and we've got it promoted. We've got the show in. We're going to do our music after this a little bit because we're just getting wired in. What I love is that this blog talk does a lot of areas. Deidre, what I've got with you, and I'm feeling there's a lot of insistence with you. They said that it's important that you do these things now. The angels are telling me that there is somebody that you've been working towards having a permanent relationship, but I feel that they're not filling the shoes or something there. They're showing me, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and your guides are telling me that what's happened is you'd looked at having someone in the relationship for you that would also work with having a very positive intent. You want and need somebody that's I feel like there's responsibilities that come with you. There's some things going on. I feel like you've got a lot happening. It's not that you're responsible with the money, but you have some things on your life, and I feel like that what's happened is you keep getting people who want you to take care of them. I apologize. I'm really blunt. Like, if
no,
you know,
but I like that though. Actually, I do. I need that actually.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody wants to sugarcoat.
And they do. And I'll tell you what's hilarious is I have people that through the lines that pay these phenomenal amounts to just say, you know, give it to me gently. It's like, well, I am, but then the guides come in like that and they just go blong. And what they're telling me is that you went through some physical stuff of your own. There's something going on here with health, and it's ironic because you will look at love life, and then I'm going to have Janine pick up what else is happening. Because what the relationships have done is you've got some aches and pains going on with you because of the love, and the guys are saying someone new's coming, but what you can't let this one go. This one's kind of this relationship isn't you physically letting them go. It's that this person keeps coming back like a bad penny. I mean, you know what?
Yeah, my ex-husband just will not. It's my son's father, and he just was just determined to make this work. It's like, no, I keep trying though. I don't know why.
There's some old past life connections going on here as well. And you were his mother in a past life. I'm being picking up here. So there's a very strong bond connection to your heart, and that's why he keeps coming back. It's like he's on a rubber band, and you know that umbilical cord needs to be cut, girl. It needs to be cut so that you can free yourself. But if it's going to be cut, you need to do it. It needs to be done gently and with love and, you know, the compassion in there, because this is a really strong bond that goes back a long way. And that's what that connection is. So, you know, do you meditate at all, or do you work with angels or anything like that?
I've started to, because I feel like I need to do something more deeper than
well, if you can you need to cut that connection, but do it, you know, with love and kindness rather than just cutting somebody out of your life, because it's a really strong bond. So that's what's going on there, so you need to get some help with that.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I know. It's something, and I don't see it as how he sees it. It's just more of a, like you say, mother or sister or something. But he just sees it as, you know, and he just won't let go. So
yeah,
I
think
you've
made some kind of the way I work with healing, I call it oath. So it's like you made, you know, like you swear an oath to do something, or you've made an oath to him to always take care of him, and they're stored in somewhere called the Akashic Records on the spiritual levels, what people refer to the Akashic Record. That needs to be cancelled as well, so that you can be freed up. I mean, you know, if you can go into the Akashic Records or find out how to do it, you can clear your wedding vows and all sorts of things that still hold you to people on an energetic level. So there's some work to be done there.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah, he says it all the time, you know. I was your first husband, you were my first wife, always will be. It's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
that makes good sense.
And you have someone different. Your karma has moved on. And I agree very much with Janine saying with the past life, because there is another person there. And when his energy does this, is the other person is feeling blocked. So what they're trying to do is they're feeling your energy, and the guides are trying to put you two together. So you've got this magnetic pull here where another male's coming in that wants to be your lover, a strong individual. One thing that really is unique is that the man that's coming in is like you, motivated in having some new life. And your ex is motivated in living in the past. So it's like you've got that old game, you know, you used to play crane when you were a little kid, and you'd go on to win it and the prize. You got one crane over here reaching over, grabbing it, and then the energy from the new relationship trying to get your attention. And what it's done for you is it's caused energies in your chakra. Your blue chakra is really your neck. I can feel the energy here. You know, I mean, and I laugh. In Tampa, where they're giving away readings at the stone, anybody knows of the stone here, they call it, but they do healing. That's what I would suggest for you. You need a massage, because you've got your whole neck is like,
my
when
neck,
I'm reading.
I'm always grabbing my neck. Oh my God, my neck.
I could feel it, and it's him. He's a pain in it, literally. And what's happened is his energy has gone in there. Yeah, you ain't grabbing the other. No, everybody's going to turn all psychics go on. But they're feeling the energy here, and it's pulling into your neck. And what's happened is that this link, as Janine was telling you, and the ways to working with it, will be able to come out of there. So you used to verbalize. When you two were together, you let him be the man and do most of the talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that.
And now I'm like, no.
Well, you grew up, you know, Deidre, I love it. And see, what's happened is that chakra still got that link in there from that time. So that energy's still going on the blue, and until, like she says, we get it cut or we get the energies done, this blue chakra is still fighting that. So every time you take a cycle or he does an energy, you both end up having that. And we thank all of you guys that are getting in. Deidre, we're giving you a little longer because of our thing, so everyone knows we do normally a call. So don't go anywhere. 773-897-6461 is definitely crazy. Deidre, I think the guys wanted you in just with me and Janine, because I've tried four ways to get the phones to do promotion. This man is not just a pain in your neck. I think we're going to have to hurt him. I think we've tried everything. We just gotta.
I'm telling you, it's like, gosh, what is it? Got to clear it out, though, like she said. I'm definitely.
Yeah, the oath. You need to clear that oath out, definitely.
Yeah, that's the
oath. It's binding you to one another on an energetic level.
Janine, I mean, we do a holistic, you go out and you do an energy to unblend the chakra. What would you be your suggestion as a healer and what you do? What would you suggest her to do to undo that oath?
I teach people how to go into the Akashic Records and work with their higher self and ask if it's appropriate for this to be burned and cancelled, and, you know, visualize it being thrown into a flame and cancelled if it's appropriate at this time. Some, usually it is, but, you know, it's still, you need to be careful with working with this type of thing. But doing it with meditation and working with your higher self, you might be able to clear it if you can ask for this oath to be shown to you, and if it's appropriate for it to be transmuted and see it inside the violet flame or something like that. Ask the violet flame to work with you.
So Deidre, do you know how to get a hold of her and to get with Sight? We're going to tell you how to get a hold of Janine's, where she can work with you on this, because this is physically hurting you.
Yeah,
it makes so much sense as to why all of a sudden I've been hurting here and there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's hurting your heart as well. I can see it in your chest.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll get a sharp, like a jolt, a lightning bolt feeling sharp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that makes sense. Now, what's your website?
CrystalKey.com, and the key spelled K-I.
Oh, okay, K-I, okay.
Yeah, there's contact page on there, so you can contact me on there.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely doing that. It's time.
It's
10
time.
Years, this relationship. 10 years. Like, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, time.
And it's sad because, you know, and this is something when those of you are calling in and you're listening, you know, this is a very common problem. I think Deidre just brought up something that a lot of us have been going through. Those of you taking notes or getting on, remember, if it's a long time and it's due in energy and it has gotten on, there is other reasons. That's part of why we have those of you calling for the psychic readings or the work. Janine just is giving us an approach to get rid of these links. Now, when she was talking about earlier, you know, she's working with you with the Akashic Records, with those of you tuning in right now, we're, you know, on with Janine Sinclair. We're doing a very, I'm sorry, I always miss her middle name, Janine Reagan Sinclair, and we love what the guides, and they're saying that she's letting people know that you can take this out. You don't have to keep these energies in. We have a lot of different types of karma, and we had a lady that called in last week when we were having all of our situation that had hurt her leg, and she said that she could not figure out what was going on, and I've instructed her to get a hold of Janine, because we're finding these, and you're seeing these, those of us psychic, like this, like Deidre's talking about, this man is not only not wanting to let go, but he's also decided to stay planted in her house. So she's going, here he is, you know, and it becomes, it's not just the physical, because everyone says, okay, you know, Deidre, you've told him, haven't you, that this is not going to work out.
Well, I mean, yeah, and he, yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
he'll
not,
leave out for a while, but his spirit, you know.
Yeah, he can't help it. Because you're bound by these spiritual energies, you know, on a level of the quantum field, you're actually kind of stuck to one another until they're cleared. The going into the Akashic Records actually is in my first book. The exercise is in my first book, The Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior, which is available. It's not on Amazon at the moment. It's only available via my website with Bookwhirl, which is an American publishing company. They've got exclusive on it at the moment. And the actual Akashic Records meditation and the instructions are in the book. I put them in there to release people from vows and contracts and that type of thing. So you just need to set, you know, change the intention, but say it's the same exercise is in the book for people to be able to help themselves on this level. Because these things, you know, you try to end a relationship and they keep coming back, and you can't escape it. And if, until these things are cleared, you can't, you know, it's still
yes,
going to be there.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, I've marriages and everything. I've been married again, and, you know,
yeah, well,
and I'm back again.
Yeah, all of your old vows, they still exist in the Akashic Records. So, you know, if you've been married and divorced and married and divorced, it's a good idea to learn how to go into the Akashic Records and clear them, because on a level, they are still connecting you to your exes.
Oh, I have an ex that she was like Henry VIII. She'll be up there for a year. She's going to have to take out a bank account. Do they have karma loans?
You know? I mean, really, it's funny, but it's just at the same time,
it makes sense.
Like, oh, my God. Yeah, I will definitely go to your site. And, well, now I'm just going to go there now. For a better time.
Okay, thanks, Deidre. Good luck.
Okay, I appreciate you so much. Thanks, Deidre.
Thank you, Deidre. And we, those of you tuning in to Psychic's Gone Wild, we've got the things working. This is Psyche Jethro with Janine Reagan Sinclair, our really phenomenal psychic healer who's from the United Kingdom. Those of you tune in, she's the designer and the basically the founder of the Crystal Key, the Diamond Energy Realignment. Those of you who know, she's an author, has got quite a few books. We're going to get to talk to you about Janine. We always get into all the healing and all you guys calling in. We're going to get Janine to tell us a little more. She did give us a little bit today on one of her books. We all know that Janine is a very not only phenomenal healer, but she works with a lot of energies and vibration frequencies to help people become healthier in their mind, body, and spirit. We know a lot of you guys that have called in are hitting the number. Hang on with that 773-897-6461. 724, you got in. How'd you do it? Hello? Maybe you got in. I guess 724. Well, what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to give this another chance. We're going to go right on to the next person here. I've got a Skype caller, 111. Hello, Skype caller.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I thank you for getting in. We're having the craziest phones. If you're a winner, you get to talk to us. It's
Hi, 111. What's your name?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, nice to meet you.
What can we do for you? I was wondering if you pick up anything on job-wise or relationship, or either one that you pick up on.
Relationship, Jethro, it's over to you again.
We're having a love days, you guys. And I know it's
love
because of the year, but I also want to go through some other strengthening that we've got going on. And what the guys are telling me, too, is that you, as strength is starting to happen here for you, I'm going to have you, Rosemary, I'm feeling like there's a lot of tension right now. The work is what we need to look at first. They said that you're feeling down. You've got some emotional and feeling devalued because you're not working.
Right.
Okay, we're gonna start right there, and this is the catch thing, and this is where this healing comes in. That's why you got through today, is that Janine is good with this, with helping you with, you know, promote self-esteem, raise your energy. I keep seeing the symbol of raising energy, heightening your energy. You know,
she's burdened. It's like a weight on her shoulders, like the old big wooden things they used to put across your shoulders to carry water pails on. You need that burden lifting from you, and that's going to help you move forward. If you go onto my website, crystalkey.com, the key is spelled K-I, there is a meditation on there to help people for free. So you can go on and it takes 9 minutes and ask for the burden to be lifted, and just sit in front of your computer and let the diamond energy come through and take that burden from your shoulders. I think once the burden's lifted, your energy is raised up a bit, you're going to be able to, you know, get back out there, and look for some work. But at the moment, you're quite depleted and low. So that's what I'm picking up there. Regarding your love life, I'm going to leave that to Jethro because that's his area.
And I feel with you, Rosemaria, that they are telling me that there is someone that your heart has been with that you've given up. You had to finally realize that they're not coming through. This has been someone that was a friend, that was a lover?
Friendship.
Friendship, okay, friendship. And what I feel, and they're showing me the energy of this happening together, that they're looking at the strength. They said you two are not done, that they have not made contact, and what's got you. This is what's causing such a stress for you, is you're feeling the work and not getting the work out, and then this person not contacting has made you feel devalued. They said that you're pulling energy. You need to have this person talk to you, do the friendship, do the contact, and they seem to have their mind elsewhere.
There's also a wall between them of energy that's created by fear of commitments. On one of them or both of them have got fear of commitment, probably both, because they'll be mirroring one another. And it's creating an energetic wall between you. So that's blocking the contact.
He's more afraid than I am.
Yeah, okay.
You're honest. I love it. And the angels are saying that there is going to be a reconcealing of it, but it's going to come about with some working of, like, writing it out. It seems like you two cannot sit and talk together. You've got some passion going on here. I'm feeling a lot of energy that when you two start talking, everything gets... And it gets changed. It gets either you're uptight or you're really intense with each other. There's no middle ground just to set and discuss. And
the last time I talked to him, there was a little tension on his side. Something happened.
Oh, that's too bad. And I feel sad for you because I see your heart is placed there with this person. And I love what Janine said about the energy with the two together. I'd definitely go on the site there and get to where you can get that taken care of. And they've got some other things working here that we're having a little bit of playing things on yours, Rosemaria, so I've had to mute you. It's just hilarious that we have all of this phone thing going on today. It's obviously the guides, and when we have this, Rosemaria, make sure that you are sitting down and doing some very good meditations. Do some light work. You know, I have a lot of my clients and people that I work with on the meditation energy or teaching them to open. A lot of people come to learn about the future, but the excellent thing is you learn to meditate helps release, bring out stress, and it also helps, like Janine was talking about the walls. Janine said to come to her site, and you can tell Janine's trying to get them to remove. Janine, I know that you're going to have to get a hold of us on some of this work. This isn't something we could just give you the quick fix over the radio.
Yeah.
I'm getting the physical pain here a little bit too. I do feel that you've got to work with your mental energy, because what's happened here is where the soul and the pineal gland is located in the back of the head. I'm feeling energy here, and they're telling me this is where you need your spiritual balance. This is where whatever's about this relationship, something's going on here that's doing this. Now, I have a lot of you guys going, okay, what? Whenever I start feeling the pain in the back of the head, if you feel a continual pain in the back of the lower between your neck and the back of your head in that area of your pineal gland, if you don't know, look it up on the computer, guys, work with me. If you start to feel that, and and you start to get that energy and it starts to really cause havoc, it is a spiritual reasoning. Now, there's two things. One, your pineal gland could be getting stronger. If you were born with this gift and it's wakening up, it is a little painful. If you've never experienced this and it's opening for the first time, it's a little painful. More importantly, you want to work with this with meditation, toning, a lot of music, a healer like Janine. These are just giving you four positive things. Never play with it goes to this with you know, this is one of those things that, yeah, you can doctor at home. You want to get with someone like Janine because Janine can sense what's going on with those chakras, as you've heard her on the radio. So when you're feeling that pain, get with someone like that and get into something spiritual. I know I'm not Bible hitting anybody. I'm not sending out any vibes. I'm just suggesting find what works for you. If it's a mantra, if it's a prayer, if it's a time just by yourself. I've had people go and find positive nature scenes and work with it. It'll bring out the energy and it's going to strengthen that indigo chakra.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
definitely. And there's also information again in my book on how to use mantras to heal yourself and that type of thing. There's some exercises in my first book, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior. It's all, like you say, Jethro, it's difficult to give people things in a couple of minutes on the show when you really need to sit down and sort of focus it, read it, absorb it. That's why I put the meditation on my website so people can sit for 9 minutes and they can do, you know, that she could try that every day. At the moment, she really needs to get that kind of burden lifted from her shoulders because it's dragging her whole mental energy down.
Feeling it very strong, and I know that the guys are doing some other work that we have going on here. And what else they're also telling us is we're looking at the strengths and we're going through some of the other work here, is that you guys that have been listening into the show and kind of following along, notice as we're doing the energies, it does change and you guys get kicked off. This is the strength that Janine is, a gifted healer in the United Kingdom, with me being a gifted healer here in America. I've had a lot of you guys tease me about it. They're like, what are you, Jethro? You're an intuitive, you're a healer, what I can believe in our way of the light work is it's all light, strength, and energy. I also know that, this is my personal opinion, you guys can email us if you want, but if Janine's talking to you about a mantra and you're apprehensive, if you do that, I know that a lot of people will say, but the mantra works with, is it the Indian way? Is it the Buddhist way? It's the way that works in light, and it's the same thing as a prayer. I have a different friend, I'm sure if you were to talk to, like Janine, if I come to you and said I was very Christian and you wanted me to do a mantra and I'm uncomfortable about balancing my chakra, and can you give me something that I could use that isn't a mantra?
Well, I use the word mantra, but I suppose you could call it a prayer, you could call it a phrase. It's in there, and it's the Pono Pono. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me and thank you. But in the book I've added a couple of extras to it, which is I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me and thank you. That's it. I wouldn't associate it with any particular spiritual group. It's just a long sentence that, you know, if you say it over and over again with intention to release, it releases things. The guy that invented this cured a whole mental asylum with this technique.
Oh my goodness. See, and this is what, and that's just where, and I love what you guys just heard this now, that this has this help you. I've got Brittany from Carolina. I've got a few other ones that are writing me that can't get in sometimes, and they write me through the computer. They have, access there, but they don't have a telephone to call in. But like she, and see, this is helping confirm with everyone. These are exactly the same beliefs. It's the same light, it's the same energy. And like Janine's telling you to get the book, look at it. She's running through, we're teasing her. She's over in Carolina, and she's trying to see where she can get the book out right now. If you go on the website, as Janine was telling you, you can also see where you can order the book. I was really impressed as we've been talking with Janine. Janine's got healing and a lot of years behind her. Janine, can you tell everybody a little bit of the mission of what you do there for the key energy and what you're doing?
Yeah, okay, sure. This is the energy I work with is diamond energy, and it's mixed with opalescent pearl energy as well. So if anybody who knows about the chakra system, for the people that don't, as you move up through the body from the base, you're going through the colors of the rainbow, starting with red, black, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, white. When you go above the crown, you're moving into the silver, gold, platinum, diamond. And then what I refer to as source energy is pearly energy. To me, crystal key is a combination of the diamond energy and the pearl energy mixed. So when I work with people to do healing, I bring sheets of diamond energy, like a disc of diamond energy through them, which passes through them and cleanses energies in the body and helps me release them. And then another sheet of it is wrapped around them like a fishing trawler net. And this passes up through them like a fishing trawler net, and it pulls out energy that's not for their highest good. Then another disc passes through them, and that fills all the gaps and voids with the diamond energy. Now, diamonds have all of the color of the spectrum. So as the diamond energy, the crystalline energy is moving through you, your body absorbs the colors it needs for the specific areas, you know, on your cells and on a vibrational level. So everybody gets something different with this. So the technique that's on, you know, the free healing that's on the website, you could sit 100 people in front of that and 100 people would receive 100 different things from it because they all receive what they need. It wouldn't make a difference if it was 1 million people. Everybody gets what they receive. When I work with clients, initially I bring the diamond energy through to just do a clean sweep. And then I journey them either into their body, into their organs, connect them to their higher consciousness. We can communicate with the organs and find out what's going on in the body and remove and clear any boxing there. If they need to go back into the past, I regress them. And then we find out what's causing the issue and we clear it on that level. As I've spoken about earlier in the show with the Akashic Records, if there are any vows or contracts or oaths, even, you know, I've had people come to me to clear spells from past lives and things like that. These are all stored. They're all energy. And whether you're believing spells and curses or not isn't the issue. It's about if somebody's sending bad energy to you with intent, that energy will have an effect. And I had this conversation with somebody recently who said, well, if I don't believe in them, they're not going to affect me. I thought, well, that's fine, but what about the other parts of you, the past life parts of you that still have stuff in your subconscious? If they had a belief in it, then it can still be affecting you on some level. So I take people into the Akashic Records generally as part of a treatment as well, and we clear any old stuff that's going on in there that may be affecting them in this life. I can cut ties with people. Again, this is something that needs to be done with love, and the energetic connections need to be sealed. It's not something you should just do, you know, without care and attention. So the healing technique that I use incorporates my skills as a hypnotherapist with regression, my spiritual vision and clairvoyance and mediumship that comes through, and it also works with energy. So it pretty much covers every area that I've come across in my journey that needed help with, apart from the odd tweak from a chiropractor and a nice massage now and then. I've done, you know, this technique has worked really well. It covers many, many areas and helps us to progress and ascend and you know, learn more about what we're actually made of. We're very complex creatures on many levels.
I love that. And I, Janine, I agree wholeheartedly with you. And we talked last week about Bach remedies, and Janine's familiar with working with the Native American over in United Kingdom and some of the remedies there. With some, there's shamanism is something that I had a friend explain to me that it also runs through United Kingdom. And everyone thinks of a Native American over here in America as American, but you have a lot of different energies and a lot of techniques over United Kingdom. We discussed table tapping. I've had a lot of you guys going, oh my gosh, in the archives. So today we've got a couple of you guys that have gotten in the phone, and we're going to talk to you, hopefully before the phones go crazy. But we welcome this, and I do have a question before we go to the phones again and make sure. I have a friend in Kentucky who's asking, Janine, when I listened to you on the radio before and I talked to you, you did talk about you were going to be doing, is there still any deals running where we can get training? And could I do training, or do I have to go to a class of yours to be able to be trained in this healing?
Well, the very basic training, people can buy the book, and there is a download on my website, which I think is still only $1.99, which is about 3 books. And with the book, they can start basic technique themselves. So it's to bring the diamond energy through themselves, they can actually teach themselves with the book and with the download for less than $10. I think it's less than $10. Yeah, the book is, the e-book is about $6 and the download's about $3 for the instructions. And then they can sit with the technique that I've put free on the website as well, and they can start to teach themselves how to use this technique. The very basic technique is so simple, I could teach it to children. The more complex healing I teach in my workshops goes into how to remove all different types of energies from the mind and from the body, and how to do soul retrievals. And it's quite, I suppose you would compare it with shamanism in a way, but I've developed a modern way of doing shamanic kind of healings. So the workshops that I teach at the moment, the level one, which is, you know, very basic, how to work with the crystal key energies and how to use these techniques on yourself and your food, your home, just to keep your place clear. And even at level one, I teach you how to bring these discs through Mother Earth so you can actually remove fear from the planet. So even at level one, you know, you're getting to something that's really very powerful. But you can teach yourself, as I say, with the book and with the download from the site. That's why I made it, so that everybody can get access to this. And it's not, you know, it's not all about money. It's about giving people the tools they need to be able to move forward in their lives.
Phenomenal. And I can tell you guys from healing and through the years, you're not going to beat that. I mean, Janine, that's a very good thing that you're doing. And what I'm impressed with, and those of you who know, is that, you know, the energies and working with this and being able to help people, one of the really excellent things is to be able to do the ability, like Janine just said here, is she said, you know, it is helping in so many ways. Those of you who haven't got the book, please get the book. I've had a lot of you guys writing me curious and excited. We're here. Last Monday was so intense with energy. We never did connect, me and Janine, from United Kingdom to here in United States, but we had so much wild energy, and it was like that for 2 days. Pamela Cummings later teased that she did get her show on Tuesday, part of it, but it's what we've got going. So you guys that are listening to the archives, and I know you're listening on iTunes, remember what she's telling you, how to get a hold of her at that website and get in and get the book and start with your healing. And we do know that I will predict for you, I see Janine over here by 2013 working in the United States. She's going to come over here and do some class, and I see that one of the things is, you guys remember with years ago when Reiki hit, we had a friend teasing about it before, you couldn't get into a Reiki session at one time without, very expensive, and working to become a master was very intense. Now today it's not only feasible, but like Janine starting this program of hers out, feasible, she's in it for the right reason to help you. So, you know, get helped, you guys. 720, we've got you on. What you doing?
Hi Jeffro. Hi Janine, this is Avatar.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Oh, this is so interesting, such an interesting topic. And the reason why I find it so interesting is because sometimes, through readings, the issues come up with issues that in my conscious mind I'm saying, you know, I don't have those issues. And so listening to the show today, I mean, it's like a light bulb came on and said, you know, because you were mentioning how we're bringing a lot of stuff in from past lives. And so I said, that's it. You know, that's probably something hovering, you know, whatever the, you know, like, whatever it is. You know, because
yeah,
I've been having...
I was going to say, we have things that we're, you know, frightened of, for example, because something's happened to us in a past life. You can have things that you're allergic to in this life, because when you died in a past life, that was the last thing that you sensed. So you associate that with death. So you get panicky when it comes near you in the next life. And it could be something silly like a color or something like that, but we also have different aspects to our soul. We're not just, you know, the body that we think we are. We've got other soul aspects that, and any one of those can have an issue that touches a nerve on some level that we don't think we've got going on with us. But when you really look deeper within yourself, you know, there is something there to look at. And in other people reflect these back to you. So you may be a really happy, jolly person, and somebody comes into your life that's angry or something, and you think, I haven't got any anger in me, but there may be a part of you from the past, like a part of your soul from the past that has got anger that hasn't been dealt with, that is buried deep within you that you're not even aware of. So everybody that comes to you is a mirror. Everybody is showing you something, no matter how good, bad, or ugly they are. They have all got a gift because they are all showing you something, even if it, you know, it comes across as aggression. If it comes across as aggression, you need to look inside yourself, find where this aggression is lying hidden within you that you need to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been helpful, I hope.
Yeah, it has. So I wanted to know I want to be able to heal whatever it is, because I've had these experiences. They've been a while and I know it's contractual, but, you know, I know also that it's coming to an end. So what I want to do, I want to be able to clear out whatever's there.
Yeah, well, the best thing I can advise is for you to sit quietly, find a quiet space, do some breathing exercises, and just take yourself into a nice, relaxed space. I recommend what I call the 16 breaths, which is breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth 5 or 6 times down into the abdomen, and then into the lungs, and then into the upper chest. And that just takes you into the zone, as I call it. Then asking your higher self to help you, breathing your higher self. Imagine your higher self as a golden orb above your head. And imagine breathing in that orb and bringing it down into your heart center. Once it's in your heart center, communicate with that. In your mind, ask, what is going on here? Is there an aspect of me that is angry, or is there an aspect of me that I need to look at and can be healed? And just allow it to come to you as if you're working, you know, as if you're working on somebody else. One of the first things I did when I became a healer was, right, I need to go and find my dark side and sort her out. You know, why is she feeling angry? Why is she feeling, you know, that she wants to punch somebody? Because she's got all of this confusion and stress inside her, which she, you know, mine particularly did, from when I was a child and being misunderstood. So you kind of, it's like treating yourself as if you're your own best friend, and finding that part of yourself and asking your angels or the energies to come in and help you to release this, you know, using music or using meditation or the mantra that, or prayer that I talked about earlier as well. It can also be used to heal things by just sitting and writing it down over and over again, pages of it. You know, I've used it where I'll sit down and I'll write this 6 pages, A4 pages, and I'll write it as if they're lines I was writing at school. And I'll write the mantra on the line. And by the time I've done that for an hour, whatever was bothering me is gone.
Mm-hmm. So if a person wanted to get a session with you in regards to, you know, healing these past life, how would they get in contact?
Yeah, you just need to go to my website, crystalkey.com, and the key is spelled K-I, and there's a contact page there. If you send me, you know, contact me and send me a little email, and we can connect via Skype once I've got your email.
Okay. Can you spell that web? You said go to the website?
Yeah, it's Crystal Key. It's crystalki.com.
You said crystal?
Yeah, still.
Yeah. They spell that in English, and we'll tease Janine, but we messed with the English language when we got it over here, Avatar. We put H's in, we did. But and I had to go through it. When I first put it in, I always check on it. But yes, crystalki, and I love it, because as you go through the energy, what we've got, Avatar, I wanted to make sure you knew too before we let you go that your prizes you won are in the mail, and I wanted to tease you because you were on Thursday night. We teased you so bad that the phones went crazy, and Dina's like, boy, you just never give her any rest. And the Avatar is a friend of mine. I hope everyone knows. I realize that why I tease her so hard. But we met through Blog Talk, and you've become just a friend. I just tease her, and she calls in, and very strong friend, I feel, in Colorado. But I really tease you too bad. Even Woody told me, because what are you doing to her? I said, just joking with her, you know?
Okay, so that's key spell, key, not key, K-E-Y, but K-I.com.
Yeah, K-I.com.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. And I look forward to getting that package, Jethro.
I know, and I laughed because I teach about it. Then when I went today to do it, they told me in the email, they're like, it'll be 5 to 6 days. I go, I hope she calls in today on psychic good. After I teach her, then it turns around, and it's like, oh, no. And one thing, those of you who are keeping track, please remember if you guys buy from Reading with Psychic Jethro, as I was letting you guys know Thursday, that Yelp, that YELP program, has its own thing, and it only gives me your first name, or it sometimes will give me just a piece of your email. So you've got to go ahead and get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I have 3 readings from you guys. That I love you guys on Psychics Gone Wild, and I love you. But you guys, all it says is I have a reading bought by one lady's name. I've got her first name. I know one lady I read, and I feel you're in Canada. But there's a lot of people up there. So you're going to have to help me and write to me, say, I'm so-and-so. There's a number you guys get there. It gives you that code. Please do that. Some of you guys got in on the special for Valentine's Day readings at $45 special with me. And I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I found out that yesterday they said if I don't catch it in like the first 3 weeks, which is coming up here after the, you know, 3 times 7 is 21, and so you guys catch it before it does, they will just delete it. They'll refund your money back, and then you're mad at me, and it's not me. It's you've got to contact me. Honestly, that's all I get is a first name. So I've been waiting. I had a lot of you guys on Valentine's Day. It was very busy. Those of you who were on the Sonoma radio, that was phenomenal. I don't know what happened at the last of it, but they said we had some kind of electrical blow up, and I do apologize. I know part of it is my energy. I'm really working hard. It's like last week we couldn't even get me and Janine together, but you guys who know, I'm working on some things and doing some extra work, so I'm very gifted. I'm very busy, but unfortunately it's getting the electric of it. We just went, and I've got a washing machine guy coming over tomorrow. The spider car is broke down. Almost all my toys, anything electrical other than some of the computers, which knock on wood, have not taken it bad. But it's just the energy. Janine, you know what I'm talking about when someone goes through an upgrade or an energy and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see, and so you guys that are, please bear with me. We love you, Avatar. We know that you're here. Talk a little bit about the healing. We've got one more person on the phone we can't get to come in. I'm going to try one more time with 724. And for some reason, our other chat was all, we'll be getting a hold of Blog Talk. They, 1 week, me and Janine have everybody, and the next week they're only giving us one of our discs to show, which is about 25,000 people. So today we're on a low drive. Avatar, I ask you to just do quickly, you know, we've talked about your healing stuff, and you're going to talk with Janine, obviously, on this, but I do, are you very interested in what we talked about, the healing? Could you talk a little bit about some of it to give Janine an idea of what you're going to have her heal?
Yeah, well, like I said, it was agreement. I don't know if you call it karmic, but it was contractual where, you know, it's like all these groups, you know, this connection with not just, you know, an individual, but groups of individuals where, you know, because I've had a lot of things removed already in terms of disc and chips and just cords, you know, from a previous lifetime, but there's still a little bit, you know, something there left that's kind of lingering. But what's lingering is all these other groups, whether you want to call them people or entities, are connected to it.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's some karmic group stuff that needs to be cleared here. This is all the kind of thing that I do work with. So that mm-hmm. when I work with people, the first thing I do, Avatar, is tune you into your higher consciousness, so that any information that we do bring through is coming from your higher consciousness. Your higher consciousness knows exactly what's going on, what needs to be done to sort it out. You're tuned in and I'm tuned in on that level, so we're not working from the level of ego anyway, so we get the information we need and we keep going until your higher consciousness says, right, okay, that's that, you've done all you need to do to clear that one.
It's phenomenal. I'm doing this for you guys, and thank you, Avatar, for doing that. I'm doing it for those of you listening in. I know that I get a lot of emails of people who are too shy or there's other reasons, but this is exactly what the two ladies are discussing here, is when you have things that are causing this physical body harm, they're causing energies, they are awkward, that's what Janine just let you know. This is what she deals with. So get a hold of her on her site, have her work with the energies. I've seen one of the phenomenal things, and those of you who do know, one of our favorites on here is working with Janine already. We've had some different people already. I got a reading that the Kathy won, and we talked, and you could tell the dynergy with those two working together. It's like when you start getting people working with Janine, they do change. And I had a friend tell me this, and I love with the Reiki. They said, you will not be the same after this. Now, do not tell my Gemini girlfriend that. That scares her because she's like, what's happened? What's going on? Who's going to be doing what? What's going to do? And then we laughed when I realized for us psychics, this is a normal energy and experience. Avatar just said that. But those of you who are looking, this is a positive experience. You're not going to be the same, because what Avatar is going to do is put something in that's going to work with, like she said, the crystals, the working with the energy to tune into your body and help you. The worst thing that's going to happen is it runs through you and you come out of it and the light hits light and you feel tickly. But if you go through it and the light hits these things and it takes it out of there, you're physically getting this done. Those of you who I know in my family, Native American, we do not believe in surgery. We do not believe in any work that is not done within the natural. So a lot of medications we do not do. So in the case of with Janine, you're able to get with someone who she could work with you, because a lot of yours is mantras, meditation work. And am I correct, Janine? You do laying on hands, but you like this. You would talk through Skype and you would...
Yeah, I don't need... Well, I can still put my hands on somebody in the other side of the world if I've got a connection through Skype, because I work within, you know, the quantum field and the astral level as well. So it's and plus I work with angelic energies as well. So yeah, it's no problem working by Skype anywhere in the world. You know, I've worked with people in Australia all the way from UK, which you can get much further away than that. It's,
so what if the person doesn't have Skype? Because I don't have Skype.
The only other way that I could do it is if you can call me, or I can call you on your landline by my Skype, which is cheaper calls to the States. It's only, you know, it's not a lot of money to call the States. So I have done it by phone with people before. As long as you can put your phone kind of near you on loudspeaker or something like that, so you're kind of lying back in a reclining chair or on your couch or something like that, and you can hear me, we can do the work by phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I don't have Skype.
Yeah.
Or Gmail. You can do it through GTalk if you've got the GTalk on there, and you can do it, like, if she gives you the thing, you can call, I call Canada and I call United Kingdom on GTalk for free.
Yeah, well, Skype is easy. Have you got a computer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you can go on Skype. You just need to set up an account. It's free. You just,
I know, but don't you have to have a camera?
No, you don't need to have a camera, no. I'm talking to Jethro on Skype now. I haven't got a camera.
Oh, you're saying just talking through Skype. I do have a Skype account, but I don't remember. I have to go back and try to
find it again.
Oh,
yeah.
I said you just talk through Skype, not just...
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I talk you through. I talk you into trance state consciousness, and then I talk you through your body, and I move the energy through your body remotely, but it still works. It doesn't matter, you know, that you're not in the same room with me, because my guides and angels will come and, you know, work at your place quite happily.
I love that.
Okay, well, that's what I thought you meant, well, we had to actually see, you know, each other. Okay.
No, that doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Very phenomenal energy. And I, you know, those of you who've been checking in and with us today, we are going to let everyone know that we will be on Wednesday here, the 27th, on Spiritual Learning Connection at 714-333-3354, and it will be me and Janine again doing, and we'll be discussing healing and working within people and this healing. So those of you who today are only able to listen, I'm sure this is very frustrating when we call in, and I know that they said the phones are really busy, and they've let me know this, that it's not just the time of the day, it's something going on with the energy of it. Blog Talk Radio is working on it, and I'm working as we talk here with it. We're going to try one more time with 724. Can you hear us, 724?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we tried to get you earlier and you were off dancing or something.
I don't know what was going on, I'll tell you, because I couldn't hear you.
Oh.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Could you
hear
me? My
life's been kind of, it's just been kind of crazy. But anyway, you know what, this is, I've had a lot of blocks set up with it seems like my career, my love life. Do you know what's going on with me? And just like the phone call with you. It's just like, are you kidding me? The craziest things have been happening.
Janine, are you picking up?
Yeah, I am picking up. There's like a glass box around you. So you're inside this box, like you're in a case that people can't get in or you can't get out. So it's causing disruptions with your communications on every level. What's causing this? Has there been some kind of stress around you? Because what I'm picking up here, that this, you put this around you because you were fearful of something. Something frightened you and you've gone woof and you put a protective case around yourself on some level.
I've had a lot of stress in the last year, so.
Yeah, well, you know, stress can do it. So this is like a protective shield you've put around yourself. So you need to sit down quietly, focus on the shield being around you. Imagine it's an ice cube, and dissolving it. Just see it dissolving, like I'm letting this go now. Just dropping it down. I don't need it. It's not serving my highest good. And just visualize it dissolving, because that's what's blocking you. You are literally in a block of ice. That's what it looks like. And it's just an energy field around you, and nobody can get to you because of it.
Okay.
And it's painful. It's painful for the rest of us. I got to tell you, if I were to, what I'm trying to do when we're doing the energy, Janine's really good in this area of reading it, but as a male, I feel like it's like it's something's whacking me, trying to make sure I don't talk with you. And it reminds me of like when you have a really, really insecure lover, and when you're out with someone and they don't want you to talk or they don't want you to react. I keep feeling this. I feel like there's something connected to, like Janine said, with the protection. There's something connected that's doing it, because as I go to make contact with you, they physically are hitting. It's like I feel like I'm getting a push or a hit back.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Janine's got the right way to get this down, because this is definitely how would you have a relationship. As you're trying to do stuff with other people, this is keeping you, like someone's trying to put you on layaway. You know what I mean? I mean,
I'm laughing, but it's my career, it's everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, what in the world?
It's blocking you from the world. It's blocking you from the whole world around you. It's like you're just inside a box and that's it. Nothing's going anywhere until you dissolve it yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm going to meditate, and I'm going to just get it straightened out, and then, you know, hopefully things will clear up for me here.
Yeah.
I'll tell
again, you're the one that can do it, but again, you might get some help if you go to the free healing on my website and ask for this to be lifted from you.
Okay.
There's something valuable about the angel work with you, too, that they said that it wasn't just the stress. It was to save you from someone who was jealous. And what they've done is they have put you on this so that now your life needs to take on, and you got your job, you got your other stuff. So in a way, it was kind of help throat, too. Somebody did something you did to preserve yourself, like Janine said, raised it, and it's gotten stuck because the person did this. So having her help do this, having remove it, they do the energy, then you can go on in your life. It's like a recording, or your shields have gotten so strong that they're you don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, it is. There's a fear of aggression
there
as well. I'm picking up on
some very intense.
Yeah. So you know, this is self-created. You can dissolve it yourself by letting it go.
Okay. Well, I think I know what happened. I mean, I had a death, and I went through this grieving period, and it was just horrendous. It took me off balance, and I had a fear of any more pain. And that's probably what it was about.
Yeah, probably. You've got it.
Truthfully.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, at least I know, you know, because I was trying to figure it out, and I've been meditating, and I'm just thinking, you know, I just feel like I'm not getting anywhere here.
Yeah, well, try and meditate and visualize yourself about 10 meters in front of you and ask to be shown the box around you in your mind's eye and see it dissolving. And saying to yourself, inside the box, it's okay to come out now. You can come out. It's safe.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very, very, very much.
Thank you. And thank you. Please follow with us and hang in. And send us an email at psycheskonwald.com. We're going to be giving away some books. We've got some other prizes. We've got healthy organic coffee. We're going to be giving away all these things again on Friday nights. You know, it's our Wild Psychics Gone Wild night. So definitely put in, you know, and send us that. We do have an email that we're sending out to everyone who does put in, so you guys know that we're sending out to what's going on, how to get on Janine's site, how to get on Jethro's site, what's the latest stuff. We have things that are always in there. Kelly's working with some discounts on getting people to start selling healthy coffee or tea or chocolate. We have always some things going. We're going to end the show with the last of Dream Era with Transcend, and we want to thank everybody. And obviously, that's why it's doing. Sorry.